This is the Gaiagram, environmental headlines from around a planet in crisis.
As of mid-June, the UN Food and Agriculture Organization estimates 450 billion locusts have been killed since January, but the battle against the massive crop-destroying swarms is far from over. Desert locusts are a migratory pest from the grasshopper family. Even with a lifespan of only 3 months, they can, under the right conditions, multiply up to 20-fold in just one generation, forming massive swarms that feast on green vegetation. As the pests begin to migrate again in the second half of June, experts warn that without continuous aid to mitigate the spread, the devastation could leave millions of people in at least 23 countries hungry by the end of the year. In a study published in the journal PLOS One, honeybee researchers at OSU's College of Agriculture Sciences found detrimental effects in bees exposed to the pesticides Transform and Savanto, which are both registered for use in the United States and were developed to be more compatible with bee health. The Western honeybee is the major pollinator of fruit, nut, vegetable, and seed crops that depend on bee pollination for high quality and yield. Coupled with other stressors such as various mites, viruses, and poor nutrition, effects from these pesticides can render honeybees incapable of performing their tasks smoothly. Beekeepers and some environmental groups have raised concerns in recent years about these insecticides and their potential negative effects on bees. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison has filed a major lawsuit against big oil company ExxonMobil, Koch Industries, and the American Petroleum Institute. Ellison argues that these companies lied about the impact of their operations pertaining to the subject of climate change. Ellison said, "We're here suing these defendants, API, ExxonMobil, and Koch, for hiding the truth, confusing the facts, and muddling the water to devastating effect." A study from researchers at the University of California at Berkeley found that higher temperatures and shifting patterns of extreme weather can cause a rise in all types of major global changes. The 30 years from 2020 to 2050 will be among the most transformative decades in all of human history. Collapsing ice sheets, the aerosol crisis, and rising sea levels will force more people to leave their homes more than at any other time in human history. In some places, that means conflict is inevitable. According to the researchers, in extreme cases, it could cause countries to cease functioning and even cease to exist. A unprecedented heat wave in northern Russia has produced the highest temperature ever recorded inside the Arctic Circle, heightening fears that global warming may be accelerating faster than scientists thought. The Russian scorching summer has thrilled locals emerging from the coronavirus lockdown, but alarmed scientists who say the wild temperature anomalies underline the threat from global warming. Chris Rapley, professor of climate science at University College London, says it is a vivid message from the planet that climate change is well underway. It's worrying, very worrying. The World Economic Forum has launched a global initiative to grow, restore, and conserve 1 trillion trees around the world in a bid to restore biodiversity and help fight climate change. The 1T.org project aims to unite governments, non-governmental organizations, businesses, and individuals in a mass-scale nature restoration. And nearly 24 African nations are now committed to build and maintain the Great Green Wall, a chain of forests and woodlands spreading across the entire continent at the southern edge of the Sahara Desert in the region known as the Sahel. Initially launched in 2007 by 11 countries, the initiative has now been joined by 10 more. It is considered the world's largest ecosystem restoration project by the UN Environment Program.
This was the Gaiagram, environmental headlines from around a planet in crisis.